The Pain Mistress, Episode 9, Sexy Black Boots.
What is it about boots?
Boots really are the sexiest.
I love my black boots. This is Mistress Christine, and there's something about a pair of stiletto-heeled boots. It's the heel, I think, the way it causes the calf to lengthen, making her legs appear longer than they really are. It makes for sexy legs. Some of it has to do with the covering of the leg. You can see the definition of that leg, but you really can't see the leg itself, like you would if she were wearing a pair of pumps and maybe some stockings. The other aspect of the boot, I think, is the dominant cast. People in boots are in a position of authority.
And I'm Mistress Sloane. I am the authority. You should be shining my boots. With your tongue, of course. Miss Christine wrote about how boots can be such a turn-on for the senses, but I noticed she left out taste. My boot whores love to run their hands over that smooth leather, inhaling the heady aroma, running their tongue all over it and getting the taste of the leather, maybe mixed with some leftover polish. And it leaves them all shiny and gleaming in the light. I love watching them get so lost in their service to me, as they moan and make those little sighs of contentment. They know they belong at my feet.
Oh, yes. And this is Mistress Delia, and boots for me are part of my kinky side. There's one type I love, sissy boots. They are so devious. They're ballet boots where the sissy has their toes pushed down so that they're on point all the time. And those skinny stiletto heels don't give them much support or any relief at all. It also turns those masculine legs into something much more feminine and sexy. There they are, dressed in pink, frilly, lacy tutus, teetering and tottering around on those little ballet boots. It keeps me laughing for the entire session, which only adds to their sissy humiliation. I also expect them to take care of those boots as well as mine, so they'd better be very accomplished at boot blackening. If they can do an excellent job at that, I may, after a few hours of teasing, let them come as a reward, but never on the boots. With the Pain Mistresses, you will learn how to experience both physical and emotional pain.
We're waiting for you.
Until next time.
Aren't you curious? Admit it, you are. This is Mistress Sloane of www.femdom-domain.com.
And this is Mistress Christine of mistressphonesexcalls.com.
And this is Mistress Delia of begformistress.com. You can read any of us at thepainmistress.com/blog or give us a call at 800-730-7415.